Thanks for the kind introduction of our candidates for the Sacrament of Confirmation. I want to say thanks to you candidates right off the bat for taking the time that you've had to prepare for confirmation so seriously. We've been, was just mentioned, you've had the time to pray, to study more about our Catholic faith, especially in recent months. You do it all the time, of course. Be of service to one another and in the community. You know, we don't earn the gift of the Holy Spirit by the things that we do when we're preparing, but that's not why we prepare. In all of those ways, and probably some other ones that I don't even know, you've been opening your hearts a little bit wider, so there's room for the Holy Spirit to come in and live in you now in a new and more personal way. In fact, from now on, we're going to be able to say about each of you that you are a living temple of the Holy Spirit. That's a great thing to know about yourself, that God loves you so much that the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit, wants to live in you. And really, from now on, we could say the Holy Spirit's going to be closer to you than the air you're breathing. It's how close God wants to be to you, because God loves you so much and cares about you so much, and cares about you as you imagine how you're going to follow Jesus more closely as you become a more mature disciple of his in the days ahead with the help of the Holy Spirit. So thanks for taking the time to prepare, but thanks especially for being here in the midst of the whole community with your hearts open, ready to receive this powerful gift of the Holy Spirit. And I think I'll have you who are going to be confirmed sit down for a few minutes. Do you mind? I'm going to try not to talk too long, but if I do, I won't feel so bad if you're sitting down. I want to say thanks to some other people, too. Certainly, we all are grateful to the catechists and the teachers and the others who helped you during your time of preparation. And it's a good time to say thanks as well to your sponsors. You know, each of you had a particular reason why you chose the sponsor who's here with you, but I think it had something to do with this, that you've been able to see in your sponsor somebody who's doing his best or her best to follow Jesus Christ faithfully in the Catholic Church. Sadly, none of us can do that perfectly, but you sponsors have given a real clear example and a lot of encouragement by your support and example. So we're going to count on you to keep doing it, keep supporting them. We know you will. But thanks for being here today to sponsor them as they're confirmed. And I think it's a good day also to say thanks to God for your parents, those of you who are candidates for confirmation, because we know that when God gave you to your parents a few years ago, lots of responsibilities came along with you. The first responsibility that God gives to Christian parents is also a beautiful privilege, because God invites parents to partner with him in bringing the gift of faith into your life, into the life of your family. We know that faith only comes from God. We can't just pick it up somewhere. But God wants you to have this gift and this experience and wants your parents to participate in it. Your parents have taken this responsibility seriously. And here's how I think we can tell. Since you've been very small, your parents have helped you understand how much God loves you, how you're a very special and unique child of God. Your parents have taught you how to pray, how to talk to God, and open your heart in prayer. Your parents have introduced you to Jesus Christ, our Savior. And then they brought you here to the parish community where you could be with other followers of Jesus, where we worship together and pray together, study, learn, and encourage each other. Because sometimes it's challenging to stay close to Jesus, but we give each other a lot of encouragement to do that. So your parents have been making sacrifices ever since they received you as a gift from God, and we don't want to take those sacrifices for granted. So today, as your Christian initiation is completed, it's a good time to say thanks to God for your parents and for their faithfulness. Today, I also want to say thanks to St. John the Baptist. I've never met him personally, but we all get to meet him, don't we, in the scriptures during this season of Advent. And we have a beautiful tradition here at St. Pius that we celebrate confirmation during Advent, and it's a beautiful time to do it. So as we just heard in the Gospel today, the Church presents to us the figure and the ministry of St. John the Baptist. And I think he has a lot to teach us about how the Holy Spirit works in us. So as we kind of meditate on the question, why would we be confirmed anyway? Why would we want to have the Holy Spirit living in us? There's a lot of good reasons. But I think St. John the Baptist really points us to two important reasons. And if we can think about those today, I think it gives us a lot to think about and to meditate on. So John the Baptist is in the tradition of the prophets. So somehow the Spirit of God was touching him very profoundly to carry out a particular work that was only given to him for the salvation of the world, for our salvation. So it was revealed to him, and he probably knew as he was growing up, that the Savior had already been born. And he was John the Baptist's cousin, so we can imagine that they knew each other. And as Jesus became an adult, it was time for him to kind of show himself to everybody, to kind of introduce himself. But sometimes it's kind of hard to come into a group of people and introduce yourself. It's nice if you have somebody who knows you to say, I want you to meet somebody that is here with me. And that was really the work of John the Baptist. So that kind of came in two parts. First, he recognized how close Jesus was, that he was right there, ready to reveal himself, to show himself to people. They might have missed it, because maybe they weren't paying attention. And so John tried to get their attention and say, think about how much God loves us at this moment, that he's giving us the gift of his Son, and we're going to be able to see him and talk to him, and we're going to be able to listen to his teaching and be close to him. He wants to be close to us. So John himself was close to Jesus, and he experienced that closeness. And then he knew that he ought to tell people about it and tell people that he knew Jesus and that they could know him too, because he was coming for them, not just for a few special people, but for everybody. And if they were looking, they would be able to recognize Jesus. So first of all, he knew Jesus himself. And then secondly, he told other people about what he knew. This really is how the Holy Spirit works in you and in me. In fact, I think this is the most important reason, two reasons really, why Jesus wants us to have this gift of the Holy Spirit. First, he wants us to know how close he is to us. Not just in our minds or imaginations, but personally, really. We encounter him in the church. We encounter him in our prayer. We encounter him in the Eucharist, in the other sacraments, in our neighbor, particularly someone who might be in need. Jesus says if we're paying attention, as John the Baptist encourages us, we see him. We see him right here with us. That's a really important thing for us to know. So here's what I would suggest that we do just for a few moments right now. Those of you, I want you, especially if you're being confirmed today, to do this, but everybody else can join in this. Let's just take a quiet moment and think about some time in your life. Maybe it was really recently. Maybe it was a long time ago. Maybe it was a real happy time. Maybe it was a time when you were worried or sad. But think about a time when you knew that Jesus was with you, when you experienced that Jesus was close to you. Think about that for a minute. To help you recognize that was true. It wasn't just your imagination. Jesus is really with you. He's with us when we're having a good day, and he's with us when things aren't going so well. He's called each of us, you know, in baptism to be his disciples and his friends. And once he calls us, he never takes that call back. He's always with us, and we might be aware that he's there. We might be thinking about something else, but Jesus has his mind and his heart with us. He's with us always. That's a great thing to know. I'm not sure we would know that or have the confidence that it's really true without the help of the Holy Spirit. So we see the Holy Spirit already at work in us, as the Spirit worked in John the Baptist, to know that Jesus is near. It's an important part of our faith. Okay, now for the second part. I'm going to give you an assignment. We're not going to do it right now, but I'm going to ask you who are being confirmed. Others can do it too, especially if you were being confirmed. The thing that you were just thinking about, that the Holy Spirit helped you see how close Jesus has been to you, I want you to tell somebody that. Tell somebody about it. Maybe later today, maybe you're going to have a party at home or something, or maybe sometime during the week. This is a real important experience that you've had. It's happened more than once. But the Holy Spirit doesn't want us to keep that good news to ourselves, that how close Jesus is. So I wish you would share that with somebody else, just in your own words. Tell them about what you were just thinking about when I asked you to reflect on it. If you can't think of anybody else to tell, I know your sponsor will listen. But I think lots of people might want to hear it, and maybe you'll have a time later on today when a few people might quiet down a little bit and just let you share that. That's going to be an experience of the Holy Spirit at work in you. And I'm not just giving you this as an assignment, but really so you'll have the joy of experiencing the Holy Spirit living in you, knowing the closeness of Jesus, and then giving you the words to tell somebody else about it. And you know what? That's going to give joy to other people too. Whoever you tell is going to be really glad to hear that from you. They'll really appreciate it. So don't be afraid. Holy Spirit will give you the courage and the words. And I think right away today, as soon as we're finished with Mass, your family and other people here at St. Pius Parish are going to experience a new activity of the Holy Spirit in you who are being confirmed. It's going to be good for you. It's going to be good for the rest of us too. I just want to assure you that I've been praying for you. I knew I was going to be here today. And so every day I pray the rosary. And when I pray the mystery about the coming of the Holy Spirit, I always think about the people who I'm going to be confirming pretty soon. So I was thinking about you, especially this morning. And I've been praying that you will have this experience that St. John the Baptist had, of knowing the closeness of Jesus and having this great desire to share it with somebody else. So I hope you'll pray for me too, because that's what I'm trying to do. Pray for Father Joe and for your sponsors and parents. We'll all ask the help of the Holy Spirit. We'll count on the Spirit living and working in us, and then I think we'll see some beautiful things happen in the days ahead. Could I ask our candidates for confirmation to stand, please? Just before I confirm you, the church wants me to ask you a few questions. It isn't a quiz or anything, but they're very important questions. They were asked of us for the first time on the day of our baptisms. Maybe you were small when you were baptized and you couldn't really speak. Your parents and godparents were happy to speak on your behalf that day. But today, as your Christian initiation is completed in the sacrament of confirmation, we'll invite you to speak for yourselves in the presence of this community of believers to renew your baptismal promises, your baptismal profession of faith. So I ask you, candidates, do you renounce Satan and all his works and empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who today, through the sacrament of confirmation, is given to you in a special way, just as the Spirit was given to the apostles on the day of Pentecost? Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, let us all pray to God, the Almighty Father, for these, his adopted sons and daughters, already born again to eternal life in baptism, that he will graciously pour out the Holy Spirit upon them to confirm them with his abundant gifts, and through his anointing, conform them more fully to Christ, the Son of God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought these, your servants, to new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, freeing them from sin, send upon them, O Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety. Fill them with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.